Good morning, audio boobies, on this rather dull and grey Friday morning here in London, and with my final update following a slight migraine breakdown last night. I'm not able to do my semi-final 2 recording, so here are my thoughts on the final. I've only got 5 minutes to get through quite a lot. I'm not doing all 26 countries because there'd just be no way I could fit them in with the way I speak. I will mention all of the big 5+1 though, and here we go, cracking off with France, who are at first in the running order. Amandine Bourgeois singing L'Enfer et Moi, Helen Me. Funk is contemporary song France has done in a while with an Amy Winehouse tinge to it. Taking it seriously though, they have the challenge of being first on, and as one of the big 5 guaranteed entry into the final, the performance wouldn't have been seen officially by voters yet. Not memorable enough to survive this slot, in my opinion. At number 4, you've got Finland, Krista Siegfried singing Marry Me. The performance last night in the semi-final was brilliant. A fun bubblegum pop song about marriage with a same-sex kiss at the end. Who would have thought you'd ever see lesbians kissing? Well, they're not lesbians, but anyway. Said to be a tongue-in-cheek protest by the artist against Finland's parliament's failure to vote in favour of same-sex marriage. Sailing very close to the wind with this, as Eurovision is fiercely apolitical. It's a great Eurovision song, though. Too repetitive, perhaps, in places, and a bit of a tired subject. Straight after them, next to the big 5, Spain, ESDM singing Contigo Hasta El Final. A Spanish ballad which is instantaneously forgettable. I think we'll see here the audience getting impatient for what comes next, which is Belgium from semi-final 1, Roberto Bellarosa singing Love Kills. A revelation, in fact, for me. I didn't think much of it on hearing it, but seeing it, it was much, much better. A great dance ballad. It suits the stage, was sung well. It will do particularly well, though, very similar to Ireland's entry. I think this one is better, early in the running order, so it really needs to stand out to be in with a chance. Number 8, Belarus, Alyona Lanskaya singing Solayo, a belting pop dance number with simple lyrics and all the gimmicks. Giant glitter ball, egg, fringe dress, mad dancing, key change, should do very well, and I think in with a strong chance, one of my personal favourites. Next to the big 5, at 11 in the running order, Germany with Cascada singing Glorious. A bit of a controversy for this, amid claims it plagiarised and was too similar to last year's winner Euphoria. These weren't upheld, but it has left a cloud over the song. It's in fact forgettable and dull, Enya meets trance, too similar to last year to really stand a chance, and Cascada's not known for a live singing ability either. Next up for me is Romania, Cesar, It's My Life. An overused title for songs in Eurovision, Malta have done it, but this is worth watching and hearing. Sung very well in a ludicrously high range for a man, this mini opera in 3 minutes is a visual and aural spectacle to behold. A dark horse maybe? Could be, given the crowd reaction in the semi-final last night and that it got through. Straight after them, with the complete opposite, is Our Bonnie Tyler for the UK singing Believe in Me. The BBC seem to be going through the old address book of a Top of the Pops producer for Eurovision representatives at the moment. However, Bonnie's voice is unique. She is incredibly popular in Europe. She can sing and the song is not awful. Don't expect a mind-blowing performance. She can't move very well. She never has done. But the vocal performance would be great and should earn us a reasonable finishing position, though a win is highly unlikely. Straight after us is the +1 Sweden, last year's winner, who get a free pass to the final. Robin Stjernberg singing You. It's could they do an Ireland? Very strong possibility with this belter of an anthem. If nothing, it'll be a great club song. It helps that Robin is an impish, cute guy who seems to be loving the experience. A few places further on, Iceland, Ithoringi singing Egalif, one of my favourites this year, and I'm so pleased it got through the semi-final last night, a beautiful ballad sung in Icelandic. Whether it will win or not remains to be seen. Further on down the running order at position 21, Greece, Cosa Nostra featuring Agathon singing Alcohol is Free. It's a horrendous song, but at least Greece have maintained their 100% final record, and the guys singing it are a really sexy group in kilts, so what can we say? We'll have to wait and see. The last of the big 5, at position 23, Italy, Marco Mengoni singing L'Essenziale, a nice ballad in Italian, though not particularly memorable. I doubt it would have gotten through if they didn't have a free pass. Last but by no means least, Ireland, Ryan Dolan singing Only Love Survives, a somewhat nondescript dance tune made infinitely better by the liberal use of pleather and buff topless dancers. A good performance to finish on and should stand them in good stead. The verdict. I'm very pleased that, despite the hideous song, Greece maintained their 100% success rate of getting into the final. It's great to see all of Scandinavia, Iceland and Finland in there too. These are some of my key songs. The bookie's favourite remains Denmark, but as I've already said, I personally don't like the song. I'd love to see Belarus, Belgium, Iceland or Sweden win. I suspect it'll be something like Denmark. We'll know by 23:15 BST tomorrow. In the meantime, I have a plane to catch. To Denmark, and I'll be in Malmo to see the final dress rehearsal tomorrow. More verdicts coming later in the weekend. Have a great one. Bye.